Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and with me is Lindsay Perry. Before we get into today's question, Lindsay, you and I haven't spoken since the 2016 Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon. Congratulations. You must be pretty stoked. Another winner, and not just one, but a double. You won the ladies half, and you won the ladies ultra with Yvette Van Sale and Caroline Wassman. You must be pretty chuffed.
Yeah, look, it is a very exciting day. Obviously, a lot of fun. One of them was planned. Yvette's win was planned, probably not by the margin she managed to do it at. And Caroline's not so planned, although the race went fairly close to how we planned to run. You know, you wouldn't normally expect a 3:48 to win the Two Oceans race. But yeah, it was very exciting, exceptionally well-timed race. And for Yvette, just a really great confidence booster before our main race of the first half of the year, which is London on the 24th of April.
Yeah, Lindsay, if I can just add something there too. Obviously, there was lots of attention on Caroline, but I think her vet's run was superb, and it was literally on her own. I mean, she was so far up the field, not just from a lady's perspective, but there were no men around her either. And let's also bear in mind, it's not that long since she had her baby. She is in unbelievable nick.
Yeah, no, she's in great form. And you know, the thing that I really am enjoying about her vet at the moment is how excited she is to race, and that excitement just bears testimony to the fact that she is confident and really enjoying her running at the moment. So she could hardly wait to run the race this weekend. And that's just such a great sign that somebody's coming into excellent form.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get to today's question, Lindsay. And it is, funnily enough, an Old Mutual Two Oceans related question. And it comes from within the membership site. If you'd like to join, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join, okay? And it came from Gillian Innes, who I'm not sure if you got to meet Gillian on the weekend, Lindsay, but she made a point of hunting me down at the expo. Gillian, it was great to meet you and your hubby. Thanks for popping by. But they both ran Oceans this weekend in 6:29 and 6:28, respectively. And she was saying that they've got their comrade seating. They're going to be starting in the CC batch. Can we do it? Please offer suggestions regarding specific training for the next few weeks leading up to comrades. They are. I mean, Lindsay, half an hour to spare at Oceans. If they keep doing what they're doing, they should finish comrades.
Yes. No. So there's no need to panic now or get too anxious. Obviously, what's not in that question is how good or bad they felt actually doing it on the day. But the fact that they did it, and they did it with half an hour to spare, does bode really well for comrades. The fact that they're in CC means they're going to save themselves a good 6 minutes of stress on race day. So they should actually be able to have a fairly stress-free cruise through. And in terms of training, you know, for them, I would just get onto the finishers program that's on the comrades website. That's going to give them all the running that they need. This week that we're kind of in the middle of, I would say we want to go, you want to do, take it easy, make sure that you've completely recovered from Two Oceans. And then with 8 weeks to go, you get onto that program and you follow that program to a T, and then keep asking the questions here as we get closer to the race, and we can discuss how to run the race. We'll also, the two of us will be doing an online comrades webinar, plus we'll be doing our normal Coach Perry webinars, so there'll be plenty of opportunity to listen to how to plan your race and how to get through the route safely on race day.
Yeah, that's right, Lindsay. There are lots of webinars coming up between now and Comrades Race Day. If you want to register for the next one, just go to coachperry.com/comrades-marathon. You can get the details there, and we look forward to welcoming you at the finish. Gillian, congratulations once again, and it was great to meet you. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. We're back again in just a couple of days' time with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget as well, there is a cycling podcast as well. Just search for Ask Coach Perry Cycling. If you're into cycling, you can check it out with our cycling coach, Devlin Eden. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.